Welcome back to the Tanakh Study Center series on Sefer Yirmiyahu. Today we are studying Perakei, Chapter 5. Shatutu b'chutzot Yerushalayim, roam the streets of Jerusalem. Ur'u, na. Take a look. Ud'u, understand. Uvakshu b'rchavotel. Check out the streets. Im tinsu ish, im yesh osem mishpat mvakesh emuna veslachla. If you can find one person looking for truth, now forgive him. Yirmiyahu's opening statement is very harsh. And his claim is that throughout the city of Yerushalayim, no one is doing justice. Now, this is very difficult for the people to accept. Recall in our earlier shiurim, we saw how this time period is when Yoshiel, king who was righteous, had eradicated idol worship, had brought the people back in a tremendous repentance movement to God. And here the Navi claims that there's not a drop of truth in the city, and no one has any belief. But if we look at the next pasuk, pasuk bet, Im chai Hashem yomeru, lachein lasheker yishaveu. Here the Navi says, if you hear someone swearing in God's name, you know what? Most likely they're lying and they're using God's name as a trick to get people to trust in them. This supports our understanding that we're in a time period when people think they've returned to God, they talk about God, they mention God's name, but they're not sincere about it. And that was exactly Yirmiyahu's complaint to the people in the previous two chapters, that even though they're returning, it's far from complete. We saw before how he tells them you have to plow the soil over and over again, meaning you have to plow your hearts and do a true return to God, and this superficial repentance is far from enough. His warning of the previous chapter was, if you don't truly understand how bad your sins are, I'm going to bring a nation from the north and destroy you. Yirmiyahu's hope is, as his warnings, may be able to prevent that destruction. As we continue our study now of chapter 5, we're going to see how Yirmiyahu is going to explain more precisely what is it that the people are doing wrong. Pasuk Gimel, Hashem, Einecha halal emunah. Hashem, your eyes are what you're looking for. Is it not from munah, not just belief in God, but an understanding of his hashkacha, of how he relates to his people, as we're going to see in the continuation. Hikito tam v'lochalu. You smote them. You brought punishment upon them, and they didn't turn to you in prayer. Kilitam manukachat musar. You consume them with your punishments, but they don't take any rebuke. They don't get the message. Chizkup nehem misela. Their faces are hard like rock. They don't want to return. Now, this is amazing because we're talking about a time period when the people are returning to God. At least they think they're returning. What the Navi has to explain is why is it that they continue to lose their battles and continue to have trouble with their enemies even though they're returning? Yirmiyahu is saying the return that you have to God is not complete and you don't seem to get the message. When God brings punishment, you're not translating that punishment into looking into yourselves as having a problem. Instead, you're blaming it on God. Vani amarti. The Navi is saying what he thinks. Achtalimhim. Maybe he understands the people because they're poor. Noalu. They're foolish the way they act. Ki lo yadu derech Hashem mishpat Elohim. They don't know the way of God. They don't know the laws of God. And maybe that's why they're sinning. They simply don't understand what God wants from them. They're simple people. But there's other citizens, the more important ones, the more educated ones. Now he's going to turn to them. Elchali el agdolim. Let me go to the wealthy ones or the important people. But I'm going to speak to them. Kihema yadu derech Hashem. They for sure know the way of God. They know what God expects from them. Mishpat Elohim. Achema yachdav shavru o nitkum osirot. But they all together, all the leadership, all the important people, the wealthy people, they all got together. They broke the yoke and they cut off the reins. This analogy of a person under someone else's subservience, having a yoke over their shoulder and being connected by rings, mosirot. Yirmiyahu is going to use over and over again. Later in chapter 27, he's going to talk about the yoke of Bavel. But here they're talking about the yoke of God on them. They've broken off their yoke of God, just like an ox who's plowing a field has a yoke around his neck, which connects him to his master. God's people is breaking off that yoke and cutting off the reins, saying they want to be on their own. Al-Kain, because they've broken this yoke, Hikam Aryemiyar, Zev Aravot, Yishadadim, Namer Shoked Aorehem, Kol Yotze Mehena Yitaref, Here, the Navi returns to the exact same explanation that he gave before. He's explaining why is it that they're losing so many battles to their enemies. And here their enemies are described by three different animals, a lion, a wolf, and a leopard. And the Navi is saying, therefore, they're going to be struck by a lion from the forest, from a wolf, they'll be robbed, and a leopard will jump on their cities. And anyone leaving any of their cities is going to be torn to pieces by these animals. Why are these enemies doing this to them? Ki rabu fishehem, because their sins are many, atzmu meshuvotehem, their mischievousness. Again, Meshuvotam doesn't mean here return to God. Here it means shovav, or being mischievous. Evil behavior is becoming worse and worse. Atzmu Meshuvotam. Eile zot eslach, b'nai chasabuni. How can I forgive them? My children have left me. V'yishavu b'lo Elohim. And then he complains, v'azbiotam v'yinafu. The lashon is sova, as in v'achalta v'savata. Sova is someone who's full with food, who's satiated. God's saying, I gave them plenty of food, I helped their economy. V'yinafu. Instead, even though I fed them, it was because they were fed so well that led them to adultery. V'yinafu. U'beit zonah yitgodadu. And they all gathered together at the houses of harlots. Is he referring to the seventh commandment of Lo Tinaf? Is he talking about actual adultery? Or is he talking about adultery in the context of God? That's something we're going to see when we study chapter 7 of Yirmiyahu. When Yirmiyahu throws the Ten Commandments at the people and claims that they're transgressing in items like murder and adultery, is he exaggerating about their sin? Or is that precisely what they're doing? That we'll need to discuss in future shiurim. Susim miuzanim mashkim hayu. First, we have imagery where the Navi compared our enemies to different animals. He continues this imagery and now compares the people of Israel to an animal. But he compares Am Yisrael to horses, horses who are very eager to mate with the female. He compares them now to lusty stallions who get up early in the morning looking for a mate. Ish el eshet re'ehu yitzhalu. Here he compares the noise, the neighing of a horse, to yitzhalu, and they're making noises going after other people's wives. How eile lo efkodnu Hashem? Why not punish them for such behavior? In begoy asher kezeh lo titnakim nafshi? Do you think that I cannot have vengeance against a nation like this? This nation is supposed to represent me, and this is how they're acting, and they call this a return to God? God's explaining their behavior has come to a point where he can no longer give them another chance. The next parasha begins in Pasuk Yod. Alu b'shoroteha v'shachetu. Now God's commanding the enemies to go up into the lines of their fields that they planted and destroy it. V'chala al tasu, but don't destroy them totally. Over and over again, as we saw in the last parak, whenever Yirmiyahu talks about destruction of the people, he always put a little caveat that that destruction will never be total. Hasiru nitishoteha ki lo la'adonai hema. Get rid of everything that remains, because this nation is not for God. Ki vagod bagduvi beit Yisrael u'beit Yehuda nu madonai. Because the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda has betrayed me, God said. Ki chashuv adonai. They denied God. V'amru lohu. And they don't accept this prophecy of destruction that's coming. It's not that they don't believe in God. They don't believe in the prophecy of God. They don't understand their behavior is so bad, and they don't think that they're deserving of the punishment that Yirmiyahu is talking about. What are they saying? Lo tavo aleinu ra'ah. This bad won't happen upon us. V'cherev ra'av lo nireh. We're not going to see sword. We're not going to see war. We're not going to see famine. V'anevim yu l'ruach. The Navi responds, the false prophets, the words will be like air. V'adiber ein behem. And God's word is not with them. Ko yaseh lehem. It's not clear what the Navi means, but he's implying that a punishment should come to those false prophets saying things in God's name that aren't true, telling the people that there'll be peace in the land and everything will be fine. Yirmiyahu once again complains about those prophets and is hoping that those prophets will receive the proper punishment at the right time. In the next parshia, after Yirmiyahu has complained about how the false prophets are misleading the people, giving them the impression that they won't receive any punishment and everything will be fine, Yirmiyahu has to retort now and explain to the people what they're saying is wrong. Pasuk Yedalet, verse 14. Lachen kol mar Hashem elei tzvot. Therefore, God says, Yan daberchem et hadavar hazeh, because you spoke this thing, hinin noten dvarei beficha la'ish, va'am hazeh itzim v'chatam. Your words, the words of Yirmiyahu, will be like fire, and the people will be like trees, and they'll be eaten up. Hinin mevi alechem goy mimechak. I'm going to bring a nation from a faraway land. Beit Yisrael num Hashem. They're going to attack the house of Israel, God's saying. Goy itanu will be a very strong nation. Goy me'olamu, goy lo teda l'shono, a nation from far away, a nation that no one will know its language. V'lo tishma ma'yidaber, the people won't understand what they're saying. Ashpato kekever patuach, the quiver of arrows that it's holding, will be an endless supply like an open grave. Kulam giborim, all the soldiers will be strong and mighty. Yirmiyahu is describing this nation, later to be Bavel, who's going to come and bring that punishment upon the people for not listening to God. They're going to eat all your harvest and your bread. They're going to eat up your children. They're going to eat your sheep and your cattle. They're going to eat your grapes and your figs. Using their swords, they're going to batter down your fortified cities. The same cities that you're putting all your trust in, they're going to destroy. V'gam b'yamim ha'emunu madonai, lo esei itchem kala. Again, your male returns to his promise, even though I'm predicting destruction. And if you don't do proper tshuva, that destruction will happen. I won't totally destroy you. Instead, some of you will remain, and the Jewish people will continue, but only after going through a difficult time period of exile. Pasuk Yotet, V'ya kitomru, tachat me'a asad no'i lehinu lanu et ko ele. When all this happens, and you're going to ask, how did this happen to us? What did we do wrong? Why do we have such a terrible fate? V'amart alehem, you have to tell them, kasher azavtem oti, because you left me, v'tavdu elohei nechar, v'artzechem, you followed other gods, you followed strange gods in your own land, kein tavdu zarim be'eretz lo lechem. Therefore, you're going to have to serve other people in other lands. In this psukim, it seems like Yirmiyahu sees the writing on the wall. He wants to make sure that when that destruction comes, it won't be interpreted as though God left his people. Instead, it will be interpreted that the people left God. If you want to sort of summarize what Yirmiyahu is saying, it has to get worse before it can get better. We have another parshiyah now in Pasuk Chaf. Agidu zot beveit Yaakov, vashmi'u ha-biyuda lemor. Give this message to the house of Yaakov and to the land of Yehuda, saying, Shumun azot, am sachav ein lev. Listen, you foolish people who have no heart. Einayim lehem v'lo yiru, oznayim lehem v'lo yishmau. Very similar to Tehillim 115, the Perakuf Tedvav and Tehillim that we say in Hallel. This nation has eyes and they don't see. They have ears and they don't hear. Now, if you remember Tehillim Kuf Tedvav, that phrase is a mockery of idol worship. Now Yirmiyahu is using that very same phrase and using it to describe Am Yisrael who do have eyes and ears, but they don't use them to see or hear and understand the word of God. Pasuk Chabet, Hoti lo tirao, you're not going to fear me, Mim Hashem. Imi panai lo tachilu, you won't tremble because of me. Asher samti chok vod layam, chok olam v'lo yavrenu. I'm the one who made the seas and the coast. I made a law and it doesn't change. Ve'id ga'ashu v'lo yuchalu, v'hamu galo v'lo yavrunu. I made the sea in such a way, no matter how big the waves are, the coastal line remains where it is, and no matter how strong the yam is, God made those borders and they remain. The people don't see the strength of God in all of his creation, but they don't understand his power, instead they follow other gods. Therefore, he says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'la'am hazeh haya lev soreh moreh, soru v'yilecho. This nation had a rebellious heart against God. They went the wrong way, and they followed other gods. Here, it's obviously referring to the topic of Ben Soreh Moreh, from Sefer Dvarim, Pasuk Havdalet, V'lom ru bevavam, the people didn't say in their hearts, Nirana at Adonai Eloheinu, let us fear our God, Hanoten Geshem v'yorel Malkosh Bito, the God who gives us the proper rains at the right time. Yoren Malkosh are names of the early rains during the rainy season in the land of Israel. Shvuot Chukot Ketzer Yushmor Lanu, the same God who gives us the 7 weeks of the grain harvest in the spring. Avonoteichem Hitu Ele, your sins have led you astray. The sins that you've committed have limited the amount of good that I'm able to give you. In my nation, I found many wicked people. And now the last phrase is rather difficult, but he's going to describe these wicked people like trappers trying to catch their prey, lying down, trying to trap other people. Yashur kishachi kushim. Yashur means to look, but to look down carefully like a trapper waiting for an animal to take his bait. Kishachi kushim. Shach is someone lowering himself down. When someone lowers himself down to catch and watch the trap, Yekushim is like the word mokesh, a trap that catches animals. And therefore the people are trying to trap their fellow man in different ways. He compares them to trappers lying down, watching carefully, waiting for an animal to be caught in the trap. Heitzivu mashchit anashim yokodu. They leave a trap to catch people, and they'll catch their fellow men. He continues this imagery in the next pasuk. Hichlub malei of kein batehem mlei mirma. Their houses are full of trickery, just like the cage is full of birds. And that's why they were able to become wealthy. Here he compares the people to trappers, trapping animals. But they're not trapping animals, they're trapping other people. And just like the trappers catch all these birds and put them into a cage, after they've done all their trapping, their houses are full of trickery and iniquity. And that's what allowed them to become wealthy and rich, and therefore God's going to take away that wealth from them and punish them. Shamnu ashtu. They became fat and sleek, a type of affluence of someone with too much prosperity. Gamavrudi vera, they passed the limits of doing bad things. Din don dano, they're not doing judgment. Din yatom v'yatzlichu, they don't care about the judgment of the orphan. Mishpat evyonim lo shafatu, the judgment of the poor people, they haven't judged. Meaning, their society is getting rich by taking advantage of the orphans. It's very easy to take advantage of them, to take the father's possessions and not care about what belongs to the orphan. Poor people can't afford defense lawyers. They don't get proper judgment. And the rich are getting richer and taking advantage of the poor. The Navi concludes this parshia with a question, how Eile lo afkodnu Hashem? On this nation, am I not going to punish? Again, am I not going to give my vengeance against a nation like this? Notice how this has become a refrain in this chapter. If you look back in Pasuk Tet, in verse 9, we had a very similar summary at the end of that parshia. And here we have almost the exact same pasuk in the end of verse 29, in the end of Pasuk Chavtet. He concludes now in Pasuk Lamed in verse 30. Shama v'shaurura ne'ayta ba'aretz. An appalling and terrible thing has happened in the land. Hanavim nivu b'sheker. Again, the prophets are making false statements in God's name. V'akonim yidua yidehem. The priests follow along with this. They work together with these false prophets. V'ami avukem. My people liked hearing all these messages that everything will be fine and you're doing well. U'mata sulachrita. But what can be done now? Because this will lead to the end of this nation and their punishment. So in chapter 5, we had a much better glimpse into the day-to-day behavior of the people, what it is that the people are doing wrong, and even though as a nation, on a national level, they're returning to God, in their day-to-day behavior, their society appears to be very corrupt, both in how they treat the poor and the needy, and take advantage of each other, and also, it appears that they're committing adultery, and also lighter forms of idol worship. The worst thing seems to be that the false prophets are telling them that everything is fine, and Yirmiyahu complains about that leadership. This theme will continue in Perek Vav, in the next chapter, which will be the last of the series of chapters that talk about the time period of Yoshiyahu.